Item 9 is a rezoning at 260 Wellington Crescent under file DAZ 235 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely Item 10, a variance at 260 Wellington Crescent under file DAV 172441 of 2014D.
Okay, so we have Andre Silva.
So we have electronic plates.
Oh,
somebody else. Okay. There are only five copies.
That's fine.
My name is Andre Silva at 535 Ingersoll Street. I'm representing Vitaly Itchin. He is the proposed owner, I guess, of the property and the applicant. Just the documents that are in front of you are just, most of it's in the report, but this is just a kind of a more clear breakdown of the Quaid and Osborne plan area, or area plan that we used as a guide. In the design and the proposal for the project. The project's located at 260 Wellington Crescent. It's a very unique site because it has both Wellington Crescent face and McMillan face, so it has no rear buildings, so the parking situation's being dealt with within the building. It is also a transitional site between a lower density or medium density housing and the towers that are along the other side of Wellington Crescent. So we feel it's an ideal buffer property to deal with that situation. If I should go through all this. Basically, we've used the Osborne, Quaid and Osborne secondary plan, or plan area plan, to guide the building design. The building has to face both streets as it is on both streets. The parking is completely enclosed underneath the building. And screen. So if you go through the document, you'll see that that we've tried our best to deal with all the secondary plan conditions. There's a page which deals with the context and the surrounding buildings. It's really interesting because the property on Wellington Crescent is faced on the right of the property when looking at the property, with a 3.5-story building with a high-pitched roof. Our proposal is for a 4-story element on that side of the building with that's kind of a hybrid mansard flat roof, which most likely won't come any higher than the pitch of the neighboring property. On the McMillan side, is kind of an unsightly garage structure that is just a driveway into these garages that don't face the McMillan side. And on that side, we've actually lowered the building to a 3-story building, so half the building on McMillan, or a third of the building on McMillan, is a 3-story building, which takes into consideration and respect the neighboring 3-story houses and stuff across the street, but also recognizing that right next to it is a almost 4-story building with a similar roof to ours, so our roof matches it. The proposed roof is in line with the character of the neighborhood. The next few pages are, again, just a look at that. The facades, one of the conditions for of the secondary plan for Osborne, Quaid and Osborne, is that the facades are articulated to maintain the character of the neighborhoods. We've made a strong effort at articulating many different, by 4 feet to 8 feet in some instances, so that the facades are not just flat faces. They actually take into consideration the existing conditions of the neighboring properties. And then there's the parking strategy. Like I said, there's 16 stalls for 16 units. The garbage is enclosed within the parking area, and as well the required bicycle parking is underneath the building as well. Indoor bicycle parking. Yeah. Located on Wellington Crescent, but they can access it from both sides. And then one of the concerns, we did some canvassing of the street directly on McMillan, which had the most amount of owner-occupied housing. The rest are all tenants in the area. This sheet here is our summary report of that. Most were no answer, where we left the package at least and left our contact information. Anyone we got a hold of was in support and happy to see the area develop and densify in a good way. The closest property, I think it's 399 McMillan, 699, sorry, 699 McMillan is Michael Dudley. I believe he's in urban planning.
Yeah.
I think he's in urban planning at U of W.
He'd probably approve of this, I guess.
he was very much in approval of it, happy to see something happen. To tell you the truth, most of the houses on that side of the street are derelict. Like, there's out of six houses, three of them are completely falling apart. So he was very happy to see that we were trying to make something better in the neighborhood, especially get rid of that garage that's turned sideways there. But he is his one concern was that because he lives in the neighborhood, his children or children and pedestrians cross that driveway all the time. So his concern was that we provide some kind of warning system, early warning system for cars coming out or for pedestrians crossing that might cause a problem or kill somebody. So we the last page of that report is a or last page of the document that I provided are a set of things that we will provide with the design of the building, convex mirrors so that children and cars backing up or leaving can see around the corner, signal lights. I've shown a bunch of different colors because we don't want to just put up these ugly, you know, parkade type flashing lights, so they'll have to fit in with the facade. And then possibly if it's okay with the neighborhood approval later in the landscaping requirement, that we put up a bollard of some kind that would signal that there's a car coming out, that people are aware that there's a crosswalk.
Is that something that could be looked at during the plan approval in terms of those details?
That's
and
what
that's
we're hoping
coming
so.
Back here?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And then the last thing, sorry to drag it out, there's one point about not requiring or asking for a variance for landscaping requirement on McMillan. I think it's fair to say that we will provide landscaping, buffer landscaping from the sidewalk to the building. It is a small area, but as part of the secondary plan, it's important to provide pedestrian environments, and one of those strategies is to provide an area in front of the building that isn't just building to the sidewalk or to landscape. So
that will also be coming back as part of the plan approval?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
I think speaking to one of the variances, they had applied for no landscaping, and the administration was recommending that it be rejected. They do provide the landscaping.
Right.
So they have to meet the bylaw, which is basically one tree and three shrubs in the front yard. It's not an onerous requirement.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I think it's important for the
You're okay with
develop.
That, in
yep.
other words. So that's why it says approval in part.
That's right.
And
that
was the only issue there. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, we can sort that out.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in support that would like to come up and speak? Oh, this is what's Hallie?
I'm good.
Okay, are you okay? You're okay?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
There's nobody here in opposition.
Opposition? Nobody
no
here in opposition?
Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
On the rezoning.
Oh, is anyone here for information? I'm very new to this, so I apologize.
You're fine.
Okay. Okay.
I've been doing this for 16 years, Cindy. Yeah. So.
Okay. Are you ready to go?
I feel intimidated. Okay. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those